ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Fiji, where the country's newest patrol boat, the Pōmau, has run aground. While on its maiden journey, the vessel was gifted by Australia in March, but was only commissioned for service 3 weeks ago. It was on patrol in Lau waters when the incident occurred. So, joining us this morning for more on what has happened, ABC's Fiji reporter, Lide Movono. Terase Yandara.
Yandra Vinaka, Agnes, good to be talking to you again this morning.
Absolutely. This is becoming a very common occurrence, and I really appreciate the stories that you have been covering there in Fiji. Gosh, what do we know about when this happened and what exactly led to the grounding?
Agnes, the time at which this grounding actually took place is a little bit fuzzy still. The Navy has not said when, but sources, very senior sources within the Ministry of Defense, told me overnight that it happened 2 days ago. So that puts it at either late Sunday or early yesterday morning. However, I did get in touch with witnesses on the ground in Fulanga, which is about 330 kilometers away from the capital, Suva, quite close to Tonga, in fact. And they said that what happened is the vessel was trying to get into a narrow passage that is quite precarious and usually only frequented by very experienced local captains. So right now that vessel, the Pōmau, is high and dry on the picturesque lagoons off Fulanga. And what we're told by the Navy very early this morning is that there are salvage teams on their way there now. There is a more specialized team expected to fly to the area later today, but we do have Navy divers already on site assessing the damage, Agnes.
Mm. Well, Lide, I have to ask, is this something like this ever happened before? And has there been maybe any reports of any injuries in this incident?
What we're told is that there have been no injuries to crew. I understand that on the day this happened, there were very strong easterly winds, and that particular passage is well known for very strong currents almost all of the time. And we understand that the ship had been trying for a while to get closer to the island, so people were ready for a situation. No one has been hurt. However, it is hard to find out from the Navy how extensive the damage to this brand new vessel is, Agnes.
Yeah, I was just going to ask then, has there been any word then from the Fiji Navy? Have they said anything about what's happened?
Well, to their credit, they have explained overnight a rather elaborate operation that's already underway since yesterday, at least. We know that a second patrol boat has been sent over to evacuate the crew, and it's taken specialized equipment as well as naval officers who will dive and assess the damage on the reef and to the vessel. We do know, however, that this is not the first time for an incident like this to occur over a similar type of patrol boat. Overnight, working with colleagues, defense journalists there in Australia, I understand that similar patrol boats, and that's the Guardian class patrol boats that were gifted by the Australian government to other Pacific Island countries for a similar purpose, has run aground as well. And so we're trying to find out more from the Fijian Navy today whether other vessels like that in the Fiji Navy have been affected. There is a second sister ship, almost exactly the same as this one, also given by the Australian government in 2020. That vessel, the RFNS Savinava, is still in operation, Agnes.
Obviously, this would halt of a lot of things that they would have to do. What has this been for the public, though? Has this become a bit of an eyesore, or are they just sightseeing, having to watch what's happened? Do we still have Lide there with us? No, looks like she's fallen.
Yes,
oh,
there is a lot of conversation overnight, Agnes. People are shocked. We are, we are navigators. We come from traditional voyages.
Well, looks like we keep, Lide, if you're still there, it looks like we've sort of lost you there for a moment.
Yes, and so there are a lot of people that are, making jokes. But, of course, the families of those who are on that vessel are keen to know that their loved ones are coming home safe. We do know that there's a lot of concern over how this could have happened, especially on its maiden voyage, less than a month after being commissioned, Agnes.
Lee, there, we thank you so much for joining us this morning. Apologies, it looked like you had dropped out a couple of times, but thank you so much for reporting on what's been happening there in Fiji. Vinaka.
Vinaka.
That is our ABC reporter in Fiji, Lee Mavono, here on Pacific Beat.